this workshop, I wanted to share with you something that I've become more and more passionate about over the last few years. And it's really about meditation, really. It's kind of looking at meditation and looking at taking meditation off the cushion in a way. I had this little thought that occurred to me that said, the purpose of meditation is not to have a good meditation. The purpose of meditation is to transform the day-to-day experience of our daily lives. That's the purpose of it. And I think that for quite a long time, I've been quite a natural meditator in a way. I can kind of sit quite comfortably and get quite concentrated fairly easily. But I often have felt that there's my meditation life and then there's my everyday life, and there's somehow the two aren't kind of talking to each other as much as I'd like them to. So I thought there's two things. One is thinking about meditation both on a sort of slightly mythical or visionary level. When we meditate, when we stop, what are we stopping? And I have this real sense of the automatic, habitual way that the body-mind is operating, which is basically orientated towards surviving life, surviving whatever. And in that, the kind of basic tendency is to tense up in order to survive life and experience. Tense up and turn away from anything that feels like it's threatening our survival. And if you kind of look at the critical mass of the movement of energy, human consciousness on the planet, you know, that's what you'll find. You'll find people, you'll find the energy of, you know, within us and within the world, the energy of tightening, protecting, pushing away that which isn't part of my survival, whether it's my survival as an individual, my survival as an economic entity, my survival as a nation. It's that same sort of tendency to be alive in order to survive. And I think for me, the most inspiring thing about, you know, what the Buddha taught, Buddhism, is that it's saying there is another way. Human consciousness does not just have to move in that way. That human consciousness can actually be about something other than surviving. It can be about a whole other experience of peace, generosity, contentment. And within that, you can unpack and unpack what that is. So when I'm inspiring myself about what practice is about, in a microcosm, it's about looking at shifting that stream of consciousness from one which is just based on trying to survive in some way. And it's, you know, when I go like this, it's like this trying to get something, have something, hold something all in order that this thing survives. Or, and if you look at the image of the Buddha, it's not about that pushing forward, it's about that sitting back and about experiencing, you know, not having to push forward to get life to do what we want to do, but actually sitting back and experiencing the extraordinariness, extraordinary abundance and beauty and amazingness of life when it doesn't have that overlay on it. So we're moving from survival as a primary drive to transformation as the critical mass of the energy, where the energy is focused more on transformation than it is about survival.